This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, June 2nd. There will be a high temperature near 77 degrees Thursday with sunny skies. According to the National Weather Service, it could get a bit breezy in the Cedar Rapids area with wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Continuing what has become an annual University of Iowa healthcare cost increase, the Board of Regents on Wednesday approved a 6% patient rate hike, which officials said could have been even higher, given the state of the economy. More revenue per patient can help UIHC keep up with rising costs of drugs and medical equipment, as the largest and most lucrative hospital system in the state. Many patients won't experience direct impact from the higher rates, as the increases typically fall to payers like Medicare and Medicaid. But some patients, like those who pay out of pocket or get specialty care services, will feel the hit. The higher rates will go into effect on July 1st. An Eastern Iowa railroad company has been awarded a $7.2 million federal grant to upgrade its line that serves industries in the Cedar Rapids area. The grant to Iowa Northern Railway Company is one of 46 projects in 32 states and the District of Columbia being announced today by U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Iowa Northern, which has about 115 employees, serves mostly agriculture-related industries such as ethanol producer ADM. It also transports John Deere tractors, Tyson frozen foods, and egg products. The number of COVID-19-related hospitalizations in Iowa increased almost 30% in the past week, going from 139 patients to 180 this week, federal officials reported Wednesday. It is the highest number reported since March 2nd, when 202 COVID-19 patients were hospitalized, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The totals, however, still remain far below the 991 patients hospitalized the week of January 19th at the height of the Omicron surge. New COVID-19 cases totaled 3,854 as of Wednesday, a slight decline from the 3,960 new cases reported last week, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. Coronavirus activity has been increasing in Iowa in general over the past several weeks as the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2 has become the dominant coronavirus strain in the Midwest and the rest of the country. Keegan Murray will likely be going in the first 10 picks in the NBA draft. His brother, Chris, to the relief of Iowa fans, will be going back to Iowa for his junior season. Chris Murray announced Wednesday on Twitter that he was withdrawing from the 2022 NBA draft and returning to the Hawkeyes for his third year of college. The 6'8" forward from Cedar Rapids Prairie averaged 9.7 points and 17.9 minutes per game last season. "Everyone in our program is very excited to have Chris back," Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey said in a statement Wednesday. "We are happy that Chris had a positive experience going through the NBA process. He gained valuable feedback through workouts and conversations with NBA personnel. Chris will be awesome next year."